डिक्टेशन फॉर मिशेल ग्रे, MICHELLEGRAY, डेट ऑफ सर्विस 10/18/2023, डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 7/17/1977. The patient presents herself with a history of chronic pain in the neck and the lower back, right knee, right shoulder, ongoing for several years. The patient has radiation of pain to the right leg in L5, L4 and S1 nerve distribution. Even her right ankle is painful. She had undergone multiple surgeries. She had a cervical fusion at C6-7 in 2021 at Henry Ford Hospital. Then she had a radiofrequency ablation at L4-5, L5-S1 for medial branch in 2022 at Henry Ford. She also had a sacroiliac joint injection, Henry Ford Type 1. She also had a right knee injection with gel in 2023. In addition, she had a repair of right shoulder, rotator cuff repair. She also had a fracture of the right ankle, which was fixed by ORIF, open reduction and internal fixation. In addition, she underwent right gastrocnemius recession, RECESSION. She is currently visiting pain clinic at Henry Ford Hospital. She is also seeing an orthopedic surgeon at Henry Ford Hospital and sports medical center at Henry Ford Hospital. Currently, her pain is 7 in the neck, but without any radiation to the arms or any weakness, numbness, tingling. Lower back pain is reported to be 10, with shooting pain to the right leg, front and back, in L3, 4, 5 and S1 nerve distribution. She also reports of some minimal pain in the right shoulder, 6. However, she can lift her arm all the way to 180 degrees, but there is a baseline pain in the shoulder. Right knee is painful, especially when she goes upstairs, downstairs, or sitting on the floor. She never had an MRI of the right knee. And in the ankle, there is ongoing persistent pain. She is also diagnosed to have a severe osteoarthritis and degenerative disc disease, as well as herniated disease in MRIs that were recently done at 2022. And in this MRI, there is a degenerative changes at the facet joint T11, 12, T11, L2, L2, 3, L3, 4, L4, 5. Along with this, she also has ligamentum flavum hypertrophy at L2, 3, L3, 4, L4, 5. Grade 1 anterior listasis of L4 to L5. And also central canal stenosis with severe right and moderate left foramen narrowing. There is a compression of exiting right L4 nerve roots. And the patient has been advised about this. A CT scan of the cervical spine dated 2021 is done, which shows post-surgical changes of C6-7 rotable disc space and multi-level degenerative changes of the cervical spine, especially at C4-5 where there is a spinal canal narrowing with compression of the spinal cord. And thoracic spine, do not show any significant changes except arthritic changes. Thank you. Then her pain is varying from 8 to 10. ADLs are affected 9. And patient reports 90% improvement with all this procedure and that are being done. Please review the chart for ADLs, for system review, for additional history, substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination remains the same as previous visit of 10/3/2023. Dictation number is 1008-043. The vital signs are blood pressure is 138/101, pulse is 91, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is the same, along with diagnosis. The plan is to continue lumbar epidural steroid injection time 6. She already received 3 of them and that has brought some relief. Patient has been advised about spinal cord stimulation device that may bring her permanent relief. Regarding her right shoulder, right knee, patient was advised that local injection with steroid with Markin could bring some help. An MRI of the right knee will be done after she has received 2 injections without relief. Ankle pain is referred to the orthopedic surgeon because she has a bimalleolar fracture and no treatment is in my mind to help. According to her, her right ankle is sliding and it is having a valgus varus abnormality for which I am not the expert. She has a possibility of having a gout but not sure. I do not have the laboratories to generate. She is seeing her primary care physician and every other specialist. She is provided with the following medication after reviewing her maps and the lab. Naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablet, allowable 50 milligram at night for sleep, GAD disorder and pain relief. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Lidocaine gel 5% 200 gram for topical pain relief. Percocets are provided 10 over 325 to 12 hours, 60 tablets. Thank you. Will be seen in a month's time.